Good morning, Vault Dweller. Oh, hush. I'm role-playing with you, silly. I know you've been waiting for Fallout 4 for months, and, well, it's finally released today. Oh, don't give me that look. I do pay attention. I know how excited you've been to play it, and how much of a special day this is for you. So, I wanted to make it even more special for you. To give you something to enjoy while you wait for it to be delivered. Just sit back and relax. This morning, we're taking a trip to the Sanctuary Hills, Massachusetts, to Vault 111. Yes, I know only one person is supposed to emerge from that vault. I've done a little bit of research, you know. Look, your character had a wife before the war. Just pretend she survived too, okay? I'm trying to make this as accurate as I can, sweetie, but you've got to work with me here. Right, good. Okay, so since your imagination isn't working properly this morning, here's some background to get you in the mood. Picture this. We've been in cryosleep since the bomb went off. 200 years spent all alone. It must be so nice to see a familiar face again in such a strange situation. Oh, darling, we made it. We've survived it. How long have we been in here? What happened? The bomb. It went off, didn't it? What do you think it's like out there? I don't even think I want to know. What do you mean you want to go outside? We're safe in here. Why would you want to do that? You don't know what it could be like out there. They dropped a nuclear bomb. Everybody we know that didn't get in here will be dead. Everywhere will be irradiated. God, can you imagine what horrors will be left out there? They always said the cockroaches could survive a nuclear blast. Imagine if they were all hideous and overgrown and deformed from all that radiation. I think we've been in here for a while, so I just dread to think of how much time they've had to mutate and evolve. If anything, even survived at all. Are you sure you want to do this? Do you really want to risk it? Well, yes, I know we can't stay in here forever, but do you really want to leave now? Can I come with you? You're right. I understand. I'll keep the place sealed and ready for you when you come back. But before you go, well, I think you've put some points into charisma because I find myself very, very drawn to you. You look so very handsome in that Vault-Tec jumpsuit. I know it's just your pajamas with that Fallout hoodie you ordered online. I'm trying here. Just go with it. You clearly neglected to put any points into perception, huh? Because you're doing a terrible job at picturing any of this into your mind. Before you go, I want to give you something to think about. Something to keep you motivated while you explore the wasteland. Take my hand. I just want to hold you close for a moment. We made it. We survived. And I know you'll be back soon, okay? Just wait there a moment. Did you really think that was all I was going to give you? A kiss? Oh no, my sweet Vault Dweller. You deserve better than that. For being so brave in exploring the unknown, and, well, that deserves a special something. Lie down there and let me undo that jumpsuit. Shh. Just go with it. I'm just going to unbutton your pants. And I think I should show some love for this little vault dweller, too. Though he's not so quite little anymore. It looks like you're happy to be out of cryo sleep, too, huh? Don't worry, I'll miss you too. Here, let me just hold it in my hands before you go. It feels so firm. I'll just give it a quick few strokes to get you going, okay? But you can play with yourself and stroke yourself anytime, can't you? So, what I want to give you is a blowjob. Give you a good memory to help you through the difficult times out there. And I think I'll start by running my tongue up your shaft really slow. You taste a lot better than I remember. I can see you're beginning to squirm. You like that, don't you? Then I think I will give your cock a few kisses. Just like that. You're really beginning to quiver now. I wonder how you'd feel if I just took it in my mouth a little bit at a time. How does that feel? That good, huh? How about this? I love you so much, sweetheart. Stay safe out there, okay? Okay, my dear. Now for the most important part. When you're out in the wasteland, you need to make sure that you've got good aim and a steady hand, which is where Volt-Tec assisted target system comes into play. You remember how it works, don't you? When you see it, you can see which parts are most effective to shoot at. Well, if you used it on me, you'd notice that you'd have a 100% chance of shooting yourself all over my face and giving me a facial. I mean, I know the Overseer would want you to come somewhere else. We are going to need to repopulate the vault at some point. But, well, the Overseer isn't watching us right now. Take advantage of that luck stat and give me your load, Vault Dweller. Come on, you can do it. I want you to come for me, sweetie. Show me how much you love me, how much you'll miss me, and give me all of your cum. I need it, Vault Dweller. Remember, natural resources will be extremely valuable after the collapse of society. So don't you dare waste a single drop. Come on. There we go. Keep going. I want every last drop. That was absolutely perfect. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Now, go enjoy your game while I get showered and ready for work. I want you to tell me all about it tonight when I get home, and then maybe I'll give you a speech challenge to give you a chance to try and see if you can convince me to go again.